listening to Abiding Hope Church's podcast of our weekly sermons. For more information about our church, please visit abidinghope.org.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliest of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. In 2006, Will Ferrell starred in a wildly hilarious, albeit generally inappropriate movie called Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. In this movie, Ferrell plays a NASCAR driver, a superstar named Ricky Bobby. And in what's probably my favorite part in the whole movie, Ricky Bobby sits down at the dinner table with his family and his best friend Cal. And he offers a table prayer directed to the dear Lord baby Jesus and tiny infant Jesus. At one point, his wife interrupts the prayer and says, "You know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby." To which Ricky Bobby replies, "Look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace." And then he doubles down on the prayer, praying, "Dear tiny Jesus, in your golden fleece diapers, with your tiny little balled up fists, dear 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus, don't even know a word, just a little infant, so cuddly, but still omnipotent." And he concludes the prayer by saying, "Thank you for your power and grace, dear baby God." Now, I've always said that there is no wrong way to pray, but actually this scene in the movie proves that wrong. If you've seen the movie, the whole prayer and everything about that dinner is problematic, but it's not inaccurate in the sense that sometimes we do get stuck with a particular image of someone in our minds, be it Jesus or God or people that we know or even ourselves. We pick one version of someone. Maybe it's the version that we like the best, or maybe it's the version that we like the least. Maybe it's just the version that we're used to or the one that we think we understand. And that's the way that that person stays in our mind for all time. Well, today is the third Sunday of Advent, and our gospel reading centers around the person of Mary, the Mother of God. And like the 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus, Mary is another biblical character that can get stuck in our theological imagination in one particular way. When you picture Mary in your mind's eye, what do you imagine? Do you see a demure young woman in a blue dress with a white headscarf silently holding a newborn baby? Most people probably do. But that's not a complete picture of who Mary was at all. And our reading this morning just gives us a glimpse into the broader story of this remarkable woman. When we first read about Mary, it's when the angel Gabriel appears to her, saying, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." He then tells her that she will conceive, carry, and bear into the world a child named Jesus, who is the Son of God. With great faith and little regard for her own well-being, Mary says, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your will." In this text, Mary is selfless and courageous and faithful and wise beyond her years. And then in our gospel text today, we read about Mary as she sets out to visit her relative Elizabeth, who's also pregnant with an extraordinary child. And in this verse, in what's known as the Magnificat, Mary speaks powerfully and prophetically about what God has done and will do through the child that she will bear into the world. She says he has shown great strength with his arm and scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. In this text, Mary shows us that she is more than a vessel. She is a force. She is a prophet in her own right and a revolutionary who seeks to upend the powers and principalities of this world and replace them with the upside-down values of the kingdom of God. And Mary's story is just beginning in this text. On Christmas Eve, we will meet the blue dress, white headscarf Mary, who is quietly holding her newborn son, treasuring both the words of the shepherds and the holiness of the moment in her heart. But then later in Scripture, we'll also see this mother of Jesus doing whatever it takes to keep her family alive and her child safe. She'll flee her home country in the dark of night and live as a refugee, as so many other women have. She'll stay in hiding for years until it's safe to return to her home. Then we'll see Mary searching frantically for a lost 12-year-old Jesus because she didn't have the advantage of the Life 360 app that really helps you keep track of your children. But through that scare, she'll come to understand that Jesus has more to teach her and the world than she ever imagined. We'll see Mary push her son as a young man outside of his comfort zone, encouraging him to use his gifts and abilities for the sake of the world, as she demands that he help with the wine at the wedding at Cana, bringing about his first public miracle. Then we'll see Mary as an older mother, as she's watching Jesus' fame unfold and him being surrounded by swarms of people. At that point, we'll see her on the periphery of his life, watching, worrying, wishing that she could still protect her little boy. And then we see Mary at the foot of the cross, weeping for her child as he suffers and dies. She's powerless to stop it and in agony to witness it, but she stays right there with him all the way to the end. Mary's last mentioned in Scripture in Acts chapter 1, verse 14, after the resurrection, where she's named with the other disciples in Jerusalem, who were no doubt planning to launch the early church. So you see, Mary is so much more than a virgin who gave birth in Bethlehem. She is a complete woman, wise and strong and faithful and afraid. Sometimes she gets it right and sometimes she gets it wrong. But she shows up time and time again in Scripture, loving God, loving her child, and doing the best she can with what she's been given at every stage in her life. And what more can you ask? The life of Mary can be a lesson to us that we are not, nor have we ever been expected to be just one thing. We change and grow in each chapter of our life. We learn more about ourselves every day from our experiences, from the people around us, and from God. We fall and we fail, but we get up again and again. And over time, God shapes us into the people that God intends us to become. There are many versions of ourselves, and each version is beautiful in its own way. The important thing is that we keep showing up in each chapter of our life, as authentically as possible, and we stay alert to the ways that God is acting in our lives and in our world. And then we find the courage and the faith to lean in, like Mary, and say, yes, here I am. Here I am, ready to do my part in bearing Christ into the world. You know, Ricky Bobby likes the Christmas Jesus best, and what's not to like about a newborn baby? I would guess that most people probably like the Christmas Mary as well. But let's not forget that she is so much more than just that one thing. And so are you. So this Advent, let us embrace the fullness of Mary's story and the fullness of our own stories as well. Thanks be to God. Amen.